Breach broadcast on RBN. I'm Zach Daniel, the repair of the breach, which can be heard on what the pagan calendar states every Sunday evening between 8 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast and 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone. And tonight we've got a special guest, probably around the quarter of the hour of the broadcast. Brother Jerry Kirk from Conyers, Georgia, will join us shortly. And he's going to share a little word from the scriptures to us concerning the name of our eternal almighty Messiah, Yahweh. And he has some very insightful information, I think, from the scriptures that will bless most, you know, anybody who has a desire to know who their creator is, and that he himself indeed is the Messiah and not another. Also, we also want to give thanks to Randy, the manager of the local pizza parlor here out in northern Arizona, who's donated, is kind enough to donate some kosher cheese pizza so that we could feed those who are in need on the street up here in northern Arizona. And that was quite a blessing to be able to have him bless the ministry out here. What we're trying to do is to feed the fatherless, the widows, the orphans, those who are in need. And Scripture commands us to do that in the Torah. And so I want to give a good shout-out to Randy and thank him for his kindness to help that commission that we all are commissioned to do by the help of the Father. Yeah, well, anyhow, tonight, as we speak, out here on the West Coast time, and also in Central Standard Time Zone and the East Coast, we have entered into the third Shabbat, or third Sabbath, of the sixth moon. And the moon will be approximately a half full moon in its appearance tonight. And the next Sabbath, next week, with the pagan calendar states Sunday night to Monday night, will be the last Sabbath of the sixth moon. And it directly following, Yahweh willing, directly following the last Sabbath, or next week's Sabbath, we just entered into, again, the third Sabbath as we speak. But next week, after the Sabbath is over, we will be entering into the seventh moon. And the seventh moon of the year is the Feast of Trumpets, or Yom Terah, which is the Rosh Hashanah, many call it. But nevertheless, the Feast of Trumpets is the only new moon. The Feast of Trumpets is the seventh new moon. It is the only new moon where the new moon is an annual Sabbath. It's not the weekly Sabbath, obviously, not, but it is the annual Sabbath where the only new moon, where the only new moon, where the seventh new moon is a day where no physical activity, no work and so forth should be culminated, and with commerce for that matter. And you can also look at Amos 8:5 and see that come into play. And but we're excited that we're getting ready today. Next week we'll talk more about that, but Jerry Kirk will come and join us at the 15th point of the hour, the quarter of the hour. And, of course, Day of Atonement and Tabernacles will shortly follow here in the next few weeks. I'm Zach Daniel. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
On RBN, republicbroadcasting.org, the website that you can patronize, and I believe you would be doing yourself well by going to that republicbroadcasting.org fine website, and you'll find just immense full of products, just incredible information, as well as products out there that can really help prepare in the natural realm. Things that we all should have and have a preparation for. And more importantly, of course, is getting prepared spiritually for the Almighty Messiah and the judgments that He is going to bring on this earth because of people's disobedience to His judgments, testimonies, commandments, and statutes. And in fact, there's a scripture in Revelation 2:9 and 3:9. There's two texts right there, Revelation 2:9 and 3:9, where the Almighty Messiah, Yahweh of Nazareth, stated, beware of those who say they are Jews, but are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. And he reiterates it again in 3:9 of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 9. Also in this prophecy it says, for behold, the promises which we have obtained are promises unto us according to the flesh. Therefore, wherefore, as it has been shown unto me, that many of our children shall perish in the flesh because of unbelief. And that's exactly what's happened a lot. A lot of people are ignorant. Yahweh loves us. He winks at our ignorance, but He now commands all men everywhere to repent. Nevertheless, though, Yahweh will be merciful unto many. Many are called, few are chosen. He will be merciful unto many. And He says, and our children shall be restored. Here's the great promise of hope. and our children shall be restored, that they may come to that which will give them the true knowledge of their Redeemer. Wherefore I said unto you, it must needs be expedient that the Messiah, for on the last night the angel spake unto me, that this should be his appellation or correct title, Mashiach or Messiah, should come among the tribe of Judah, among those who are the more wicked part of the world, and they shall crucify him, for thus it behooveth our Almighty, and there is none other nation on earth that would crucify their Shaddai, or Almighty Creator. And so this is a very powerful text because it, or prophecy actually, it really is detailing how that he came unto his own, but his own received him not. You know, he came to the lion of the tribe of Judah, but he wasn't Jewish because of the fact that Judaism, letter J, Jewish, Judaism, wasn't even in existence. The term Jew, in fact, is a misnomer because letter J is, again, not even 400 years old. But the tribe of Judah, it said crucified him. And so then there are those who say they are from the tribe of Judah, hence they call themselves Jews, but are not from the tribe of Judah. He said, but they are the synagogue of Satan. And so the Messiah, Yahweh, the Almighty, warned us in Revelation 2:9 and 3:9. Since he came to his own received him not, but rejected him. It wasn't in a biological sense he came to his own, but from a creation standpoint, because he created all red, yellow, black, and white, and brown. No, he's no respecter of persons. But he does have an elect, a called out one, the called out ones, the true Yisrael, not the the land of that they call over there in the Middle East Israel. That's the land of Judah, actually, or Jerusalem. It's not Israel or Yisrael, because the capital of Yisrael was Samaria. And we've touched on that in many broadcasts in the past. And, of course, the capital of Judah or Yada was Jerusalem. So when they claim that's to be Israel over there and they're saying Jerusalem is the capital, well, at one time it used to be, because before the kingdom was rent, you know, from Solomon, it used to be that way. But it hasn't been that way due to the fact that when Rehoboam and Jeroboam, each respective kings of Israel and Judah, they were two different countries. And that's exactly today what's really the case, because that place they call Israel is the land of Judah. It is actually the capital. Jerusalem, or Yerushalayim, is the capital of Judah. And Yisrael were a people, not a landmass only. It was a people, and that was his bride. That was the body of Messiah. And they knew him as Yahweh. They called on his name, and we are to call his name. And so you have many Christians in the church system that don't even realize they're Yisraelites in the making when they wake up to who his name really is, the Creator, that they claim to serve. They want to come closer to him, they have to take on his name and know that it is the Almighty Father, Yahweh, come in the flesh as the Messiah. And that's really a critical issue that we're going to deal with tonight. And we have Brother Jerry Kirk going to come and shortly join us. And he has really got some incredible information. He's got some great material concerning the name of the Almighty and the oneness of himself. And how that Yahweh said, I am one, there is none beside me, I know not any other. He's really done some exhaustive study in the scriptures concerning the subject matter, concerning the Almighty Messiah's name, and how it is indeed Yahweh, the Messiah of Nazareth. And in fact, his wife's also a pretty good singer. She's got a CD out, and I was listening to a radio station in Carlsbad, New Mexico, and they were playing some of her music, and maybe we can get some of her music on maybe in some of our broadcasts here shortly in the future. But these things concerning the identity of the Almighty are critical issues, because without knowing his name, people say, well, it doesn't matter. He knows I'm referring to him. I don't need to call him Yahweh. I can call him whatever I want. Well, that's kind of disrespectful. I think when he said not to take his name in vain, he meant that. That's the third commandment. And that word vain means don't replace or substitute. As you know by now, if you've heard this broadcast at any length, don't replace it. And it's not a language issue. It's not a cultural issue. It's an issue of reverence and respect, because hallelujah is the same in every language. And that's why the prophets were again named such, like Isaiah and Jeremiah and Obadiah and Hezekiah, because they were prophets of Yahweh. Their names identified who they served. And so whoever whatever name you are called by and whatever name you call on will identify who you serve. So it is important to know the name above all names. And it was never Jesus, with all due respect. It was never Jehovah. It was never Lord or God. But they're all pagan titles and names, with all due respect, again, not to be sacrilegious here. Again, I used to be a Christian pastor, so, you know, I understand the affinity that people have towards those titles and names. But in all reality, those are all they were all linguistic monstrosities, is really what it comes down to. But with that, we're going to segue in with our special guest, Jerry Kirk from Conyers, Georgia. A fine minister of the name of Yahweh, a servant of Yahweh, who has just traveled all over the world and just preached the name of Yahweh. He's got incredible preaching tapes, and we're glad to have Brother Jerry Kirk on the Repair of the Breach broadcast. How you doing, my brother?
Oh, doing fine, by His grace and mercy. How about you?
Hallelujah, brother. Doing fine. I'm always glad to have you back. We had you on about almost a year ago or so, a few weeks short of a year or so, I guess a lunar year, but... You really have trailblazed for the name of Yahweh all over the country, all over the world. And why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about how the Father's been using you lately?
Well, you know, of course, I guess a couple of years ago, give or take, you know, we had went to Africa, and there was a group over there that had heard about the name. Mm. And, you know, the name is getting out. Brother, the name is definitely getting out. And you know,
absolutely.
Yahweh has to restore His assembly back to the same plan of salvation, the same foundation that the early assembly had. It can't come short of it.
Absolutely. That's well said. So you went to Africa, they're receiving the name of Yahweh. I guess you went over there and you got a chance to minister and preach the name of Yahweh extensively. How long were you there?
We were there about a week. Matter of fact, we've been getting some emails. They're wanting us to come back, of course, come back to a different part of the country this time. And, you know, we're just praying about it and just see how Yahweh leads us to go.
Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about how Yahweh has led you to His name, and maybe give a brief testimony and then share the word of Yahweh concerning His identity and His name concerning for our audience tonight. Take your lead, bud.
Well, you know, I was raised Apostolic Pentecostal, and
right.
We were baptized into the name of the Lord Jesus Christ at one time. Matter of fact, it's all I was ever taught all my life.
Same here, brother. I can relate to that.
Pardon me?
Same here, I can relate to that.
So that's the only way I was ever baptized, was into the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Why don't you hold that thought, Jerry, and we'll come back after the break. We're visiting with Brother Jerry Kirk, a minister out of Conyers, Georgia, minister for the name of Yahweh. And we'll be right back. You're tuned to the Repair of the Breach broadcast on RBN. I'm Zach Daniel, the Repair of the Breach, and we'll be back with Jerry Kirk.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna,
antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Special guest is Jerry, Brother Jerry Kirk. I'm Zach Daniel of the Repair of the Breach, and with Jerry, Brother Jerry Kirk, out of Conyers, Georgia. And before the break, you were talking about how you were one time baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, and I can attest to that as well. That's what I experienced as well. And we thought that was the only name at one time, and just like the bumper music there by Poker Face, it states, "Don't preach me, you profiteers of God, and don't blaspheme." Me, don't blaspheme, books or how to go blaspheme Yah with books that blaspheme Yah. And Yahweh is his name, and there is no other name. And then why don't you go ahead and launch off on that, brother?
Well, you know, after I had, raised that all my life, I run across, had some people witnessing to me, roughly around probably about the middle of the 80s. And then, you know, had to do some studying. But what really woke me up to this, brother, was when I went back to the original 1611 King James Bible and found out that the name of Jesus was not in there.
That's shocking.
Pardon me?
That's shocking. I remember first seeing that, and it just blows your mind when you see it. No one ever really considers that it's the evidence is so overwhelming that it could not have been his name.
Yeah, exactly. And see, and that's what really stirred me up was that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you know, I found out that, and I held a original 1611 King James Bible that had rolled off the press. I mean, it was so old that they brought it out on a cushion, like what they call an egg crate, and they let me get copies of it. And the original 1611 King James Bible, when you open it up, where it says Old Testament, and then open it up to the new, where it says New Testament, it has the name of Yahweh in Hebrew, where the 1769 edition, known as the Red Letter Edition King James Bible, that mm-hmm. we have today, doesn't have it in there.
That's why they took it out.
And that's what really began to, I mean, that's what convinced me there. If his name, of course, I already knew about Jesus, I-S-O-U-S, but when I found out that J-E-S-U-S was not in the original 1611 King James Bible, but it was the I-S-U-S, well, I knew then if they could go from Jesus to Jesus and then to Jesus, something's wrong.
Absolutely.
Something's really wrong. So that right there really convinced me. And then, of course, we got into Yahshua.
That was just a title for the Messiah. It was never his name. It was a common name, and there was 10 or 15 men, and so that it could only be a title, not his name.
Exactly. It was never his name.
That's right.
And you know, just beginning to search this out, and then you have to deal with, then you have what is known as a Trinitarian doctrine,
mm-hmm.
is what you have in this day and hour. But when you have all these different names, such as, like, Jesus, Jesus, and then Jesus, and then Yeshua, then what they call Yahushua and Yahshua, and on, all this come about when they, in 325 A.D., when it didn't just happen in 325 A.D., but it happened between 96 A.D., from when the book of Revelation is written. We find in the book of Revelation, I think it's in the second chapter, third chapter, there was three verses in there that actually talks about how they had not denied his name, how they held fast to his name.
Right.
Well, we know that something was already taking place on the name there. So by 96 A.D.,
right.
They had already, brother, had a church that only believed in Deuteronomy 6 and 4. In other words, Hear, O Israel, you know that Yah was one. They
right.
got that church to believe in what they would call a three-God message, a Trinitarian message. And the reason why is because they wind up removing the true name of the Creator of heaven and earth that the early assembly was established on in the book of Acts 2:21, which was quoted from Joel 2:32, and it mm-hmm. uses the name of Yahweh.
That's right. Hallelujah. And it's awesome when you realize that you can take all the prophecies in the first covenant and then look at the new covenant or New Testament, what they call. And you can see that it had to be the same name the prophets used, Yahweh. That was the only name they prophesied in, Yahweh, like Isaiah, Jeremiah, they were prophets of Yahweh. And then the apostles stood up in Acts 10:43 and said, hey, to whom gave all the prophets witness? And they agreed, they were built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets. The apostles were standing on the prophets' name of Yahweh that they proclaimed. And we'll get your thoughts after the break, Brother Jerry Kirk's joined us here on the Public Broadcasting Network. I'm Zach Daniel, the Repair of the Breach, and we'll be right back after this short message. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book, called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody. Because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com. Or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
And we're back here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Zach Daniel, the Repair of the Breach, and we're visiting with a good friend of ours, Brother Jerry Kirk from Conyers, Georgia. And we were talking before the break how that the prophets and the apostles were in agreement. They didn't have more than one name. They only praised one name, and that was the Creator who became the Messiah, and that was Yahweh. And the apostles and prophets both agreed. They didn't disagree. The apostles didn't add another name as the translators, as Brother Kirk likes to talk a lot about. Have done, and Brother Kirk, why don't you go ahead and continue on your thoughts on all that information, as well as your thoughts on evolution.
You know, it's just like the name of your broadcast. You know, the breach, brother, has to be mended. It's got to be repaired.
That's right.
And you know, it's a challenge to anyone. And the thing is getting people to study. This message is probably so simple that it seems like it's complicated, but it's really not. And I tell people all the time, I say, look, you don't have to destroy the King James Bible, red letter edition, to believe this. Your King James Bible will prove out that there's only one true Creator with one name.
Mm-hmm.
And the church today, the assembly, is not taught. They're not taught this. Truthfully, they don't even know the plan of salvation.
They don't even know the name to be baptized in to get remission of sins, like Acts 2:38 says.
Exactly, because if you take the name of Jesus, and this is not belittling no one. Listen, brother, it's not as though I had not been there.
Yeah, we all been there.
We've all been there.
Yeah, we say it in love, but it is shocking to people to hear it the first time.
Yeah, it's not that we're trying to belittle anyone. It's just it's time to wake up. This is coming. This is the end time, and he cannot have, and he will not have, an assembly less than what he started out with.
That's right. That's good, really.
Because if people will study the church history and find out where all these denominations, organizations have come from, on the day of Pentecost, we know are what is known in Hebrew as Shavuot. They didn't have all these denominations, brother, that we've been in and come out of.
That's right.
But all these denominations actually have been birthed through after 325, coming through the Dark Ages. And it's not that these people, you know, what it was, it's trying to get, the people spent all this time trying to get back to something. You know what I mean? Because it's been in man to get back to his creator. And it's took time. But this is where you have all these different denominations. I tell them, listen, on that Pentecost, you didn't have the Methodists, Baptists, Presbyterians, Catholics, Pentecostals. You didn't have all this. There was only one assembly with one plan of salvation. Not two or three. The Bible says when this gospel of the kingdom is preached into all the world, then shall the end come. This is not talking about no other name but what was given on the day of Pentecost. And it's very simple to me. This is how Yahweh opened it up to me. We were in Canada one time, and these people were coming over, and I knew some things that they was going to be asking, and I just asked Yahweh to help me on it, and the Holy Spirit of the Creator of heaven and earth dropped something within my spirit. Opened something up to me. On the day of, when the early assembly started, it didn't have the book of Acts. It didn't have no written New Testament. But it lived in the New Testament because of the blood.
Right.
Was the blood of the Messiah, the true Messiah, brought in the New Testament, or what's known in Hebrew as the Dam Barit HaKadosh.
Right.
Oh, pardon me?
That's good. That's right.
And brought that in. So on the day of Pentecost, they couldn't go to the book of Acts, couldn't go to the book of Romans, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, Galatians, and so forth. They didn't have nothing written. The only thing that they went to, according to the book of Acts, giving us record, the book of Acts wasn't written until roughly between 61 to 64 A.D. And if if somebody would study all these books, the epistles and so forth, they were not written until way later on after the assembly got started and established. So the first plan of salvation was given from the Scripture, just like the Messiah had taught his disciples to believe who he was. He told them in St. John 5:39, search the Scriptures.
Right.
And those Scriptures, he said, for in them you think you have eternal life. And they are they which testify of me, talking about the Messiah. And the thing is, on their Pentecost, then, if you didn't have all these written epistles, and like the book of Acts and so forth, well, how could you jump over to Acts 2:38? You couldn't do it. You had
that's
to
a good,
find, pardon me?
That's a good point you bring out, because a lot of people say, well, hey, you know, Brother Zach or Brother Jerry, I mean, you guys are just, you're living in the Old Testament, you know, and we're New Testament believers now. I'm saying, well, you know, the first New Testament believers were only, all they had was the first covenant Old Testament to go by.
Yeah, that's the only, I mean, that's all they had to go by. People today think you have the Trinitarian doctrine. They baptize, some of them sprinkle Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Some of them baptize titles Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Then you have the oneness. They jump from Matthew 28:19 all the way up to Acts 2:38. And they accept the plan of salvation. You can't have an Acts 2:38 unless you find the foundation of it. Joel 2:32 is the foundation of Acts 2:38. And
that's
if anybody would take their Bible and go to Joel 2:32, that's what's quoted on what we find written in the book of Acts 2:21. Because we know in Acts 2:16 it says, this is that was spoken by the prophet Joel. Then he quotes part of the scripture that was in Joel 2:32, and it says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of," the King James says, "Lord." This is what I always asked him. I said, why does the King James say, "Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord"? Why don't it say, "Who call on the name of Jesus"? You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, I know, brother. They just don't know that it's been tampered with.
Exactly. And it's one reason, because if you go to Joel 2:32, it says, "Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord" in capital letters. If they would study that simple little word out, L-O-R-D in capital letters, and of course you find the word God in G-O-D in capital letters, and the word Jehovah used 7 times. They would find the true name of the creator of heaven and earth. They can take a Strong's, a Young's, any kind of concordance they want to.
Right.
And once they do this, they'll find that the first plan of salvation that was quoted by Apostle Peter on the day of Pentecost, quoted from what the prophet Joel had given witness to, calling on only one name. It wasn't calling on Jesus, Jesus, Yeshua, Yahushua. All these names, Brother Daniel, come in only after they removed the name in 325 A.D.
That's right.
That's where the confusion come in at. The early assembly was not confused with the plan of salvation.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially when Yahweh said all throughout the First Covenant, and the Tanakh, he said, you know, "I am your Savior, I know not any other, and I'm jealous over my name, and my name is Yahweh forever. It's a memorial through all generations, and don't replace my name, don't substitute it." And the third commandment, it's like the apostles and prophets were in sync. They didn't, the apostles didn't start adding other names, as many of the translators like for us to believe. And they're image trained. Many people are image trained into believing. Don't question that King James Bible. Every word is true and there's no error in it. But yet the first King James Bible, like you talked about earlier, you discovered that, hey, didn't even have the name of Jesus or Jehovah or any other J name for that matter. And Lord God, Jesus, Jehovah, all that, all are substitutions for the name of Yahweh that was only in there for all those pagan titles.
You know, they're cover-ups.
Yeah.
Exactly what they are, they're cover-ups. And the early assembly, see, when people get searching, the Bible says in Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation in any other.
Right.
And what I can't understand is what part of the word neither does that mean? What does that mean?
Yeah, one name.
Huh?
It's just one name for all nations, you know, not many names for many nations.
Yeah, I mean, what does that mean? And what part of neither do we don't understand? Where it says,
right,
neither is there salvation any other, for there's none other name. So I talk about names. People today are being taught so many different things. In other words, this is what I tell them a lot. People think they understand the Son's name. They'll call him Jesus in the New Testament. But if you ask these people, then if you call the Son Jesus, then when it deals with the word God, G-O-D, and we know about these words, but, you know, you have to get to where people can understand what we're talking about.
Right, they're all pagan, yeah.
Know.
You're right.
Where the word G-O-D, where the word God is, if you ask them, they say they know the Son's name being Jesus, but then you ask them, they're not taught to know the name of God, as the King James would say.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
See, they're either taught one or two things. Nobody really knows the name of God. Or they'll say, well, God has many names. They'll quote that scripture and they ain't even in there. I have
exactly.
Quote me them scriptures about God has many names. They quote scriptures that's not even in there is what I'm saying.
Exactly.
It's really sad, though. But people has got to study, and and it's good that you got your broadcast, because brother, people's got to get stirred up to go back and find out the truth. The truth will make you free.
Absolutely. And speaking of broadcast, don't you have a broadcast on shortwave yourself?
Yes, sir.
Why don't you give the call letters and when you're on so our listeners can tune in?
I think it's three. I'm not really for sure what broke. I think it's 3.120 or something on that WWCR.
Yeah, I think WWCR, RBN, in fact, we've been on WWCR, I believe, and so
well,
maybe
of fact,
some...
it's the it's 3.215, excuse me, that's what it is. Of course, it comes on Monday night at 10 p.m. our time, Eastern time, here in Georgia.
Okay.
Of course, it'll come on tomorrow night.
So why don't you address maybe some of those pastors out there? I mean, they just got out of their Sunday night service, and maybe if there's any pastor out there, any other minister, or any believer out there, you'd like to talk to Brother Jerry Kirk and I, 800-313-9443. We've got another quarter hour before the broadcast ends. If you want to call in, 800-313-9443 and talk with Brother Jerry, you got a question for him. We'd love to hear from you, but go ahead, Brother Kirk, and share a little bit what's on your heart lately about this end time we're living in.
Well, you know, if people would really, you know, listen, this is serious stuff what we're talking about.
Right.
This
exactly.
Is, you know, this is, you're dealing with people's salvation. Now, I'm not saying, you would have never convinced me when I was in the name of Jesus, that I didn't have something. See, this is where the Holy Spirit comes in at, that it will lead and guide you into all truth. I'm not saying, and I don't believe you're saying, that anybody that's in Jesus' name don't have nothing. See, what I believe that he's had to take us through a lot of different areas.
That's right.
But the Holy Spirit will keep on leading you, and you have got to let it do it.
Absolutely.
See, because I know what he done for me. In
oh,
all
yeah.
His knowledge that I had. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. I can relate to that. I mean, he filled us with his spirit even when we were in the church, even when we were calling on a name that was never his name. But he knew our heart. He knew we were referring to him. But it didn't justify the lie, except he walked with us at the level where we were at. He was saying, come out, you know, be
separate.
See, that's
in our faith that we had.
Exactly. But you don't stay in a lie once the lie has been revealed. That's the bottom line. And yet Yahweh loves us, and so you stay open, folks. You gotta keep studying like Brother Kirk's talking about.
Well, I tell you an experience that I had. Like I said, I come into this in the 80s. I was told about this, and then I had two different men that didn't even know each other witness to me. And I just sort of kept this quiet to myself for just a little bit because I just didn't know what to do. This is shocking to me. But Yahweh, pardon me?
Go ahead, brother. A lot of Joseph Arimathea's, I mean, doing it secretly, and maybe there's a minister who wants to talk about it. Maybe they don't want to call in. Maybe they can call you or I or email us or whatever. But go right ahead with that thought.
But you know, Yahweh visited me one night, and I had a dream. In this dream, brother, it was Yahweh took me out of this dream. Mm-hmm. Now, I was still in the name of Jesus. And in this dream, Yahweh literally took me out of this dream. It became real. You know what I'm saying? And
okay.
I remember I walked through my front living room, walked out to the front door, to the front porch, stepped off the front porch, and I looked. I seen every kind of spirit that you could imagine, every shape, size, color, everything. And I seen people rebuking these spirits, and these spirits were coming under subjection to them. They were rebuking them in Jesus' name. Now, you got to remember, I'm still in Jesus' name. But all of a sudden, I seen the spirit raised up that nothing would conquer it. Nothing whatsoever would conquer it. And when I seen this, I was shocked. I'm still in Jesus' name now.
Yeah,
and
back,
all of
back
a sudden,
in the day,
All of a sudden, I looked, and when this spirit that rose up, nothing would conquer it. But I understood at this particular time that it was faith involved in this, and my faith had took me so far. But at the same time, while I was looking to the Spirit that nothing would conquer, to the right of me, I looked up, and an angel of Yahweh descended, and it caught my attention, and I turned to the right, and the angel of Yahweh give me, now catch this here, give me 238. Give me 238.
Wow.
And when he gave me them 238, he said, take these. Didn't say take this, but said take these. And then said, this is the only thing that will conquer this spirit in the end time. And that's when, a little bit after that. In
the name of Yahweh, we're visiting with Brother Jerry Kirk. We'll be right back.
Hi,
stay tuned.
This is John Statman. I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103. And let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey. Shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
And we're back here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Zach Daniel, the repairer of the breach here, visiting with a good friend of ours, Brother Jerry Kirk out of Conyers, Georgia, and sharing a little bit of the word in the name of Yahweh above all names. And Brother Jerry, in our last segment, go right ahead and finish up with what you were sharing before the break.
Well, you know, what I was talking about, what Yahweh had revealed to us, then that's really when things really begin to open up. I understood then that all everything that I had had was strictly by faith. And that's why I found out that nobody could convince me that I never had nothing. But I knew that the grace of Yahweh would take a man and teach him something. Ever what state he's in.
That's right.
That's why it's so important. See, Brother Day and I, we're living in, the churches are falling apart.
Absolutely.
And truthfully, the churches are falling apart. And if people would study, and I'll tell you something else that really got my attention, once in 325, if people would do a study on this here, 325 A.D., once the true name was removed, the name that was removed was the name that all the prophets had given witness to.
It was the key of knowledge. The key of knowledge.
That was it. That true name that brought the whole understanding of Scripture. You know,
right.
This true name will give you real understanding of what the Word says.
That's right.
It's just something about this name. It opens it up. It just reveals something.
He said, I'm the door, and the name of Yahweh is the key of knowledge that the lawyers withheld and the scribes withheld from the people. And if you don't have his name right, you ain't going to know who you are because you don't know who he is. And everything else, like you said, all revelation stems from that and comes through that predominantly.
Well, you know, if you go back and study on this, and if people would really study this, we know that the only name that was ever forbidden among the Jewish people today to be spoken is the name of Yahweh. That's the name they don't want nobody to know about.
That's right. Well, it's a superstition, yeah.
I believe it was in the book of Acts, the 4th and 5th chapter. The apostles were commanded not. The priest and so forth commanded them not to speak no more in that name. The only name that they've ever been commanded never use is the name of Yahweh. They can use Jesus, the Jesus. They can use Yeshua, Yahushua, and all this. But the name of Yahweh is the only one that's in the 3rd commandment.
Right.
Is not to be used. That's the name all the prophets gave witness to. That's the name that the early assembly called on, was given the plan of salvation. By 325 A.D., when the early assembly, right after 96 A.D., something began to happen in the book of Acts, in the book of Revelation, that had been established. You already got, 7 churches? 6 of the churches out of the 7 was backslid. When you go over and read the book of Acts, over in the book of Revelation.
That's right.
Well, and then as time goes on, by 325 A.D., they had removed the true name. This is where the Norman Sacra comes in, which is known as sacred word. What's that?
Yes. Yes, brother, that's incredible information. We're going to have you back and visiting with Brother Jerry Kirk here at the end of the broadcast. I'm Zach Daniel. You've been tuned to the Repair of the Breach. And Brother Jerry, why don't you give your email, your contact information, real quick.
All right, let me give you a telephone number, probably the best.
It's, go ahead. Free literature.
770-784-0703. That's 770-784-0703. Brother Todd, we definitely appreciate you letting us come on here.
We love you, brother, and shalom, everybody.